Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but very few of the answers, history has proven. But we'll see if we can change that today with our guest, Miff Warhurst.
Hello, pleasure to be here. Thank
Welcome.
You.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for crossing pods.
Yeah, no problem.
Over from Bang On.
Yeah, cross-pollination is always good, but you worked with me.
We did.
For ages.
We did Bang On together back
That's
in the
right,
day.
Back in the day. So
oh, that was fun.
Always a pleasure.
I remember those times.
I wouldn't say anything but yes to this.
Things different. I mean, Bang On, we used to do it in a studio. Now you do it in a lounge room.
I know. I love it.
Pros, cons, lounge room broadcasting?
I prefer it, actually, because it's less formal. You know, you just turn up. I turn up at Zan's place and it's
exactly.
on.
It's sort of like the podcast turns up to you.
Yeah.
You just keep living your life. Yeah. Go about your day. How was the Spicks and Specks comeback tour on the telly?
Oh, it was awesome. We had a wonderful time. It was it was a shock that we came back at the time that we came back, and it was all done in lockdown.
Yeah,
I loved it. If I looked like I was frothing whenever anyone was doing any music or anything, I was because I hadn't seen anything forever, and it was just beautiful.
After 18 months off.
Yeah, it's good for the soul, like comedy, like any kind of performance, all of it. It's we human beings love to commune together and enjoy things.
Totally.
Yeah.
And when you're not out there communing with other people, are you at home typing?
I am trying to write a book, which I'm not doing much of, but that's and I really have to pull my finger out at some point, so
too much time reading the paper on the weekends.
Exactly. I love the internet. Mm-hmm. It's this thing that, you know, you can
I've
use
heard of it,
any
yeah.
time of the day or night. And I see
they host us, actually. This is where they host us, this podcast.
Great,
yeah, hosted by the internet.
Yeah, yep. Amazing.
TM.
Wow, this is special then.
Yeah.
Very special. But, yeah, no, I'm a bit – I waste a lot of time. I'm really good. I found that out in lockdown too. I'm a time waster of the
highest about those, like, quizzes, which Harry Potter character are you?
Oh, yeah.
Get stuck into them?
Until then, everyone starts telling you off and filling them in because you're giving away all your information on Facebook. And they're like, don't do this. And I'm like, shit, I've done 20.
Well, we don't keep any of the data from today's quiz. But we do have a brains trust for you to assist you, to help you out. Let's meet them now. First up, a bronze medalist from the 1992 Games. It's dog equestrian Hildreth Vixentrout.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled.
Thank you for being here.
Well, I mean, where else would I be?
Well, I guess riding dogs.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Dog equestrian. So yes. I haven't seen that in the Olympics.
Well, no, it's not a popular sport, but those who love it really, really, really love it. Mm-hmm. Like, they really love it. Yeah. You've heard of the dog and pony show, you know, where people go, oh, it's a dog and pony show. get rid of the pony, all dog.
Oh, right. Who rides the dog? Is it?
I do. You?
Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
Obviously, we have to build up the saddles of the smaller dogs, like a Bichon or a Maltese. Obviously, have quite a tall saddle, and at times, it must be admitted, sometimes I do have my feet on either side on the ground on either side.
Yeah.
And
sort of like running with a dog between your knees.
Ooh.
Well, you could call it that. Yes, you could call it that. I prefer galloping with a dog between your knees.
Great. Bronze medalist in the 1992 games.
A disappointment that it wasn't gold. A disappointment. Yeah. I think it was because the spaniel that I was riding at the time fell at the last hurdle and had to be shot. And I think, frankly, that took me from gold to bronze. Yes. Dear old Rufus, do miss him.
So you get points knocked off if you have to kill the dog.
Yes. I mean, it seems reasonable. I'll admit that. It seems reasonable.
Yep. Because it says a bronze medalist in the 1992 games, so it's not the Olympic. Do you have your own?
Yeah,
game,
well, of course. Like obviously, the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah,
obviously
the Commonwealth.
Commonwealth Games. Yes, you know, you have dog rowing, you have dog rifle shooting, you have dog luge, you have dog skiing, dog snowboarding. You have all of the canine things.
Yep.
Also, there's a lot of sniffing of bottoms, but that's more informal than a formally. Oh,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Also, though, the Brains Trust doesn't end there. You may remember this person from your primary school library. It's edutainer Shelley Ann Schmore.
Hello, kids.
Hello, Shelley.
It's so lovely to be here. It's
lovely to see you
Having
again.
Having you all grown up. I remember when you were just a little one, Karen.
Yes, I remember you coming in.
I just tell everybody that and they assume it's true.
Well, you did say that to me as we ran into each other in the stairwell. I was quite confused.
I said, Hildreth, you were such a sweet young lady and look at you. Now.
And I thought either she has got a portrait of herself in an attic somewhere aging horribly or she is under 42.
Hildreth, I didn't say you've grown up so much because she's quite a small woman. I suppose that's necessary in your
sport. It does help. Obviously, you know, I can still ride a Dane, but I do have to have a stirrup shortening for me to be able to. Often my legs just stick straight out either side.
Oh, yeah. Dane, as in a dog. You know, I was thinking something else. Anyway, so nice to be here.
What's an edutainer?
Oh, well, it's education wrapped up in entertainment.
I love that.
How do you think you teach kids anything about bullying, about brushing their teeth?
Oh, have you got songs for things?
Of course. It's not just me. I've got to have a co-star.
Mm.
I didn't bring my guitar today. I don't know why.
So you've upgraded to guitar because I remember it was always like banjo, ukulele.
Have they got that fish? Do they often have the fish?
Oh, every school's got a fish, Miff. Yeah. That's right.
Fish and triangle.
Oh, of course. You're all about music, aren't you? You'd know how to play a fish.
And fish have schools. Schools have fish and fish have schools.
That's
right. Do I get a point? Have I got a point?
Not yet. Perhaps if we answer this first question, we might get some points. Let's dive in. Number one, this year's French Open 2021.
Oh, sport straight up.
I know. Women's singles champion Barbara Krejcikova was at one time mentored by which 1998 Wimbledon champion?
Now, is this human Wimbledon or dog Wimbledon?
That's a good question. I think Barbara Krejcikova is a human woman.
Right, yes, it'd be quite hard for a dog to pronounce that last name, so I imagine she is human.
She is French Open women's singles champion. Barbara Krejcikova was at one time mentored by which 1998 Wimbledon champion? So the question basically is, who won Wimbledon in 98?
Could be, male or female.
Do you have any songs about this?
No, I didn't. I wasn't really watching
Wimbledon in 98?
No, I was on the road flat out.
Yeah. That's the year you dropped into my school, I think, 1998.
Oh, you're so young. It's true. And at that time, it was basically we're really warming up to the Y2K. It was almost
It was all songs about Y2K.
It was almost non-stop Y2K. K preparation, song about dig a pit to hide in. There was a song about unplug all your phones and computers. It's coming. You know, I mean, and to be honest, not everyone was on board in 98. But
no, it was terrifying.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Because if you don't wrap up these messages in entertainment, then how are you going to educate people about Y2K? And I tell you what, by the end of 99, every school booking off the hook. Obviously, 1st of January 2000, that show really died.
You had to write a new show.
Fast death.
Yeah.
anyway.
But I mean, fear is such a powerful motivator.
That's right, yes. And I think fear is a good motivator, which is why I don't muzzle any of my dogs.
Wow.
Sort of to scare yourself forward.
Well, sometimes yes, but usually the person I've pointed it at. Now, I do have an answer for the Wimbledon champion.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Boris Barker?
Boris Barker, you're right.
Yes, just a guess.
I'm getting a vibe on a Hewitt, like a Leighton Hewitt. Oh, I feel like 1998 was his time to shine.
Not Roger Federer?
Federer. Maybe.
Well, what year did...
When did they get married and write... And when
they got married 7 seconds after they met.
Yes.
It was very quick. Even mosquitoes were going, I only live for 3 days. Hang on.
This year's French Open women's singles champion, Barbara Krejcikova, was at one time entered by which 1998 Wimbledon champion? The best we have so far is Boris Barker or Leighton Hewitt. That's locking
best,
in.
That's the best I can do.
Hewitt?
Well, do it. I mean, I think do it. Well,
and as I approve of that rhyme... You know, if I was to turn this into a song, I'd be like Leighton Hewitt, and you how to do it. Definitely Hewitt.
What about Leighton, you're not waiting?
But he was. Oh, but he didn't. I see what you're saying. You're talking about the marriage now.
Intoxicated.
Question two. What is the first name of President Duterte of the Philippines? Is the Philippines a part of the canine wealth community?
A little, but they have terribly small dogs there with remarkably weak spines.
Mm-hmm.
So it is difficult to ride. And you do tend to enter them in the events where perhaps they're towing you rather than you being on their back, such as dog sledding, where the dogs are towing you and you are towing some more dogs.
Oh, yes. Like a dog train.
Yeah, sort of like a babushka doll of dog trains.
Mm-hmm. And this rule, the smaller the dog, the better they are at pulling you along.
Yes, the worse they are at sitting on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
If it's smaller than a slipper, it's not a ripper. That's one of our sayings, yes.
Is that cropped up in any of your songs? If it's smaller than a slipper?
I love it. You know what? I don't know much about the Philippines, but I'll tell you what. If you'd heard it in a song, you'd know the answer. Mm. Do you know what? If I met Duterte, whatever his name is, I do know the name.
Yeah.
I would definitely call him president. I think that's the problem. Not many people address that man by his first name. You don't hear it much. That's why I always encourage the kids to call Michelle.
Oh, yeah?
Because I just think nobody's going to know your first name.
Yeah.
They don't get to use your first name, you know?
And plus, like, as a traveling teacher, I guess that's what you are. You go into these stuffy environments.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone's using Mrs. This and Mr. That.
I completely agree. And keep in mind, I was working mostly in the 80s and 90s and everybody loved putting Mr. and Mrs. on the front of any name. And I feel like I was a trailblazer. I mean, I may have got Y2K wrong, but I was right about informal use of first names in the classroom.
It's a more familiar approach with the children. Yeah, but what is the name of President Duterte of the Philippines?
Simon Duterte.
Do you want to put Simon?
I like Simon or Philip.
Simon Philip Duterte.
Simon Philip Duterte.
SPD.
Simon Philip.
Good old SPD.
SPD. Yes. Like LBJ. He's got his own nickname.
Exactly.
Got his own initials. You trying to remember Rodrigo, which is what it is?
Shell, your mouth.
Oh, obviously, for a moment there, I couldn't help trying to remember the actual name, but that's not important, is it?
No, we'll put Simon. Question three. What term is used to describe the second full moon within a single calendar month?
Is it a blood moon?
It could be.
Is that when they harvest and the sun is...
I think so. It's also when a dog has licked its own butt raw.
That must be annoying if it's like just before game day.
Oh, definitely. You know, you have to put a cone on around their neck and then a cone around their waist. So they look like a Christmas cracker. And if another dog tries to sniff the bottom, then the cones go together and they can form a seal sometimes. Yep. And so you end up with this terrible sort of canine centipede situation.
Centipede situation, terrible.
Mm.
Yes, very hard to go over the jumps when you have 7 dogs locked together.
Do you follow the moons, Miff? Do you like the...
Look, the last... It was
into the stars.
Sort of a blood moon and there was some other element to it. I promised myself I would go and look, but it was a bit cold and so I stayed in bed.
I was the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the other, like my face house is my... My house faces the opposite direction.
Same.
And so I didn't see the once in a lifetime thing.
I know. And I feel really bad about because that. But I forget my body knows it. We're 75% water or something. Mm. And we are all somehow connected with the moon.
Yeah, so you didn't see it, but you felt it.
Somewhere in my body, I felt it. And yep. I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah. Mm.
I saw it. It looked like a little white Pomeranian poking out of someone's sleeve. So perfectly spherical and white with a dear little nose.
Question is, what term is used to describe the second full moon within a single calendar month?
It could be blue moon as well.
Is this blue moon?
It could be blue moon.
Once in a blue moon.
That makes sense. In a blue moon.
Shit, I think we just got our first question right.
Oh, my God.
That's well how done. Often we should eat sugar. Once in a blue moon. It's bad for your teeth. So just once in a blue moon.
Yeah, well, I can see now why you're so impressed with all the rhymes that we've been doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it is quite tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Yeah, especially sugar.
Yeah.
Question 4. Name the 3 singing chipmunks in the American animated television series and film.
I genuinely believe one of them is named after President Duterte and is called Simon.
And it's named after the current 2021 president of the Philippines.
A little bit of time travel that we don't go
love
into.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, she's right. There is a Simon. There, you know.
Is there an is Alvin and the chipmunks?
Oh. So that's an easy win. Alvin, Simon.
But maybe Alvin is a human and he's got some chipmunk friends. I don't know. I don't hang out with chipmunks. I don't know how it works.
Right. I think Alvin is the head.
Alvin, Simon.
The human.
Theodore. I hate that I know it. That's brilliant. And it'd be more fun to pretend I did it, but I know it.
I remember Chipmunk Punk because they covered all the punk songs.
Oh, they did an album.
That came out on KTEL Records.
Oh, wow. And
they were responsible for a lot of terrible things, KTEL Records.
A lot of terrible things, yeah, including the KTEL Record Selector. Do you remember
your
records in it and flipped through? Yeah, and I remember Chipmunk Punk and I wanted it so badly and I wasn't
so it was
allowed.
Just punk songs
done by the sped up.
Yep, sped up.
Yeah. By Chipmunks.
Punk
by
but
Chipmunks.
Faster.
Punk but faster, which is
a genre we've all been hanging out
well,
for.
Exactly. I think it's good
and
because
not annoying at all for parents.
No.
You get it, you get through it faster. If it's sped up, it's finished quicker. That's the best way to listen.
The dogs must go crazy.
If you speed my songs up, sounds a lot like Alvin, Simon and Theodore.
Yeah. Or is it that if you slow their songs down, it sounds like...
You got me, every single one of them.
Sounds like Shelly.
I am the voice of the chipmunks. You got me. But you know,
that's why you know the names.
That's why.
Because you are the voice of the chipmunks.
Are you all the chipmunks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you give us a little...
I don't know if you'll notice, but they do all sound exactly the same.
And what is that sound like as the voice of the chipmunks?
Well, I'll show you what it sounds like. Sounds like this. Hello, Karen. Hi, kids. Good to be on the podcast. Speed that up, Chipmunk. You'll recognise it.
Which country is known as the cockpit of Europe?
Depending on what you want to interpret the word cockpit to mean.
Well, how would you like to interpret the word cockpit of Europe?
I'd like to think of it.
Have you been to – I mean, you go to Eurovision.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to think what would be the cockpit. Look, it could be just pilots, the highest density of pilots.
True.
It could be a pit of cocks.
Yes, it could.
Is that why it's called the cockpit? Because men were pilots at the time?
No, I don't know.
Didn't you have a song about this, Shelley?
Yeah. Oh, no. That was, thank you. That was Rock Pit.
Of course.
Oh, so it was a great Aussie song about mining.
About mining.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look, I don't do many sponsored songs, but you know, it got lean in the early 2000s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm better than that.
Yeah.
But also, bills to pay.
And because, you know, the Wiggles have taken all the songs about potatoes and cars and dinosaurs. And what's left?
And you know what? Okay,
what's left for everyone else? Well, fossil fuels.
It's a sponsored song, kids, but also it's true. Mining is the backbone of Australia and we do need all the great things you can pull out of the ground, don't we? We need them to build the country.
Yes.
So,
and apparently we need them to build your renewable energy, I'm learning these days.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we need – you need metals. To build a solar panel.
You need a coal-powered wind farm.
And I would say that the rock pit of Europe would be, surprise, it's Australia. We are the rock pit of the world.
Yes. We've had In Excess, Midnight Oil.
Okay, that's, I meant the rocks.
Oh, you were talking about mining.
I was still talking about rocks.
Cockpit of Europe.
Is it the bit of Europe that's at the front of Europe?
Oh, that's
that is Italy the cockpit of Europe?
Yes, at the top of the boot.
Sort of dangles down the bottom.
Yeah.
It's a country that's at the front of Europe. It's driving Europe, and you're not allowed in anymore.
Mm.
France.
Happy to lock in France?
Let's do that.
Or you could go your own way.
No. I love that idea.
I'll put France. Question six. Yeah. Which actor links the characters Cal McCaffrey, Bud White, and John Nash?
Is it Lassie?
Has the RSPCA ever come up to the canine equestrian community with some questions?
Well, what we tend to do on that weekend is we highly publicise that a cat hoarder has been discovered on the other side of the country.
Yes.
And we put out photos of cat hoarding and the RSPCA take off over there, and then we can get on with our lives without their, you know, their silly insistence on all of the animals.
They arrive and they realise it's just some cat boarding going on.
Yes.
People
yes.
going on holidays and
yes,
things.
Yes, it's literally a cattery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's clever. It's sort it of a and bait and switch.
Publicity for the cattery as well. Now everyone knows where Simone's yep. house of cats is.
Yep, get those damn RSPCA people off your back.
Yes. So what sort of breaches would you be not wanting them to?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
is it the riding?
It's yeah. all fine. It's all fine, but you know how some people are. Sometimes, if you've got your Samoyeds, who obviously are passenger dogs, you can take up to four or five people on a Samoyed. Sometimes Labradors, contrary, you know, will eat anything. Sometimes other dogs. That has come under fire from the RSPCA about allowing competitors to ingest other competitors.
Yeah, I can understand
yes,
that.
Yes, but yes.
It seems funny to me that they've all been so focused on greyhounds.
Greyhounds, absolutely useless for riding. You need to have two of them together to even get a comfortable seat.
No, sorry, the question was which actor links the characters Cal McCaffrey, Bud White, and John Nash.
Wait, I feel like they're American.
They're very Bud. American name. Bud.
Yes, yeah. Yes. McCaffrey. Nash. Cal McCaffrey sounds familiar, but I'm not sure why.
Is that the character names, not the actors?
Yeah, so the characters that this actor has played are Cal McCaffrey,
is
Bud
it
White,
John Wayne?
John Nash.
Ooh, that sounds very
oh, yeah,
Western.
Some like some
well,
cowboy.
Giddy up, that kind of.
John Wayne, he was always on a horse, wasn't he?
He was. Such an unadventurous, conservative man. I mean, I know that some of the early equestrian canine council contacted him and said, how would you feel about three spaniels lashed together?
Put down John Wayne. Question number seven. In what year was Dolly the sheep cloned? 1992, 1996, or 2000? In what year was Dolly the sheep cloned? Can't wait to get my Moderna.
Oh, yes, of course, Dolly Parton
because
is.
Dolly the Sheep was named after Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Right. Dolly the Sheep was named after Dolly Parton. Why? Because
it's because they used mammary glands.
Of
to
course,
clone
and scientists
the sheep.
Are classy.
Yes, yep.
there's one
yeah,
thing they
classy.
Are. They're classy. Yep.
They're classy up there in Oxford.
Yes, yep. I saw Dolly the sheep.
Was it in 92, 96, or 2000?
Well, I saw her in 92 while she was alive, and then she stopped writing back. So I can only assume that she died in 92. But I did see her in the Museum of Edinburgh in a glass case.
Oh, yes. And she. Was she still in
well,
good form?
Well, they'd stuffed her. They hadn't just let her go. They hadn't just popped her in a case
she
and gone,
okay.
Do what you feel.
Stuffed. Mm. Do you stuff your dogs when they pass?
Well, we have to have merch, don't we?
Oh, yes, of course. And they do have to pay their way, don't they?
Yes, that's right. and so we have dead. Some lovely, you know, like rocking horses, but they're dogs.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice.
Remarkably lifelike.
A rocking dog.
Rocking dog, yes.
I wouldn't mind actually doing that.
Well, there was a website we saw once called Pet Pillows, and you could send your deceased pet no. to the taxidermist and she would make that into a pillow for you.
Oh, my God.
What could be less comforting?
So, Shelley, does this mean, you know, I know you've got a hugely successful career as an
Would you say hugely successful? They've got a career. Got a career as an
entertainer. Do a lot of cameo.
Are you on cameo, are you?
Anyway, no, it's
people
good.
Can pay for you to do
Shelley
like
Small,
a...
Shelley Small, wish you happy birthday. It's not often kids. It's usually people who knew me back in the day.
Yep.
What do you charge? What is your price on cameo?
I'm good value. I'll just say I'm good value. Look me up.
Have you been approached endlessly by a cameo to be on cameo?
I get sometimes messages on Instagram
yes.
and they say we'd like you to be involved on cameo. It terrifies me.
Yeah.
Because I only ever think of the people that get duped into saying something for like a mass murderer's birthday or something. Like yeah. I would.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah. Love you. Yep. You know, your friends tell me that yep. you're a really great great guy.
Love the whole family.
And, yeah, and the family's really lovely and they love you so much.
Yeah, you know, Rock Pit was originally a cameo recording, for Scott Morrison's birthday. Of course. Yeah.
Because he loves it, doesn't he? Loves
a bit of Rock Pit. Loves it. Favourite song, loves everything about it. So when I said sponsorship from the mining... from a mining corporation, what I meant was I got $50 on Cameo to do it for
from the Liberal Party.
ScoMo's birthday. And you know what? The great thing about Cameo is he can listen to that every birthday, and he does.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't get my $50.
It's not good for you, is it? You don't get royalty payments.
No, I don't know that Cameo is a perfect system.
Mm. But in what year was Dolly the Sheep cloned?
Sounds
was it
like 92.
92? 96? 2000. I reckon it was 92. Early. Yeah.
I think it was early. It was around that time. It was exciting. There was heart transplants.
Yeah.
There was IVF.
I mean, it's still wild to think that we've done that. We've just created the same animal again.
Yeah. 30 years ago. Yeah.
It's just like photocopying.
30 years ago.
I think we should all be silent for a second while we think about how it's 30 years ago.
That happened. Oh. If we're right. Hopefully we're wrong and it's only 20 years ago. Question 8. What is the largest airline of the Russian Federation?
Oh.
What's the largest airline of the Russian Federation?
I think I know the answer
to this. Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to Russia?
I have, yes. Oh. Yes, I didn't fly on one of theirs. I was too scared because they also, I think, have the worst reputation
for shooting down planes.
Yes. I flew on their EasyJet version of their main for the younger folk, and I flew on that one. So
more disposable
for
folk.
The more disposable folk. So, yes, I flew on that. That lovely dinner service.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Some things that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
There was, I got given a carton, a small carton of milk just on its own. That was good.
I was expecting you to say caviar, but no, just milk.
No, beluga for us. No.
It's interesting that you focused on the dinner service on the plane. I would have focused on the landing service.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was just
so excited about the milk.
What's included?
So excited about the milk.
And so do you know the name of this airline?
Aeroflot.
Aeroflot?
I had a dog called Aeroflot.
You had a dog called Aeroflot.
Very large Russian wolfhound.
Does he crash all the time?
He did, actually. We had to stop racing
him. Has edutainment taken you around the world?
Yeah.
Well, it might have.
Did the Edinburgh Free Fringe.
But I
got listed as dance and it didn't go well. That was a mistake. What was the question?
What is the largest airline of the Russian Federation? Have you ever travelled to Russia? Is it a big operation to tour when you're in edutainment? I know if you're in a band, you've got lots of equipment, roadies.
Well, it's a big operation if you're the Wiggles, isn't it? But that's, I mean, this is where I've really fine-tuned.
All the costumes.
The touring. I don't have costumes.
Yep, it's just you.
It's me and my guitar. And really? Yeah. And the storytelling comes from the storytelling. It's not like I've got to have a big dinosaur costume.
Yes, exactly. You've got to conjure the world for the kids, don't you?
I wrapped a dinosaur wrap. It was a great dinosaur wrap.
Do you remember it?
Plesiosaurus, they came before us. Iguanodon, where they gone?
And so forth.
Amazing.
Right. Yeah, great. It's a great rhyme.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. What comes next?
Dilapidocus.
Diplodocus.
Oh, Diplodocus.
Dilapidocus is a Diplodocus that's more dilapidated than
Diplodocus. But what is the largest airline of the Russian Federation? Do you want to put Aeroflot?
Yes.
Question 9. What is 84 divided by 7? What is 84? Divided 12. By 7. Really?
Isn't it?
So it's a litter. It's a litter's worth.
Yeah. What was the maths again?
84 divided by 7. Let me phrase it a different way. If you had 7 dogs.
Yes.
And they had 84 puppies.
I'd be rich.
How many would each dog have had in their litter?
I still think it might be 12.
7 puppies times 12. So 7 times 2 is puppies.
Do you breed the puppies?
I do. Yeah. I do. Well, the dogs do most of the work, to be honest.
But do you help them, though? I mean, I know there are a lot of people who are into the dog business do a little bit of they need a bit of help. Some of the dogs are a bit dumb getting it right.
Oh, do you mean in the birthing or
the sperming process?
Yes. Sometimes you do have to employ the cones again. One cone on the rear of the dog, one cone on the front of the dog, and you link them together. Oh no, wait, that doesn't work. It's the end attached to the end. You couple them up like railway carriages, and then
you shunt them like a railway carriage.
Yes, well, I have been told that before.
I'll put 12. Question 10. Which Dire Straits song, here we go, features the lyric, when you're going to realise it was just that the time was wrong?
Juliet.
I feel like you've...
I was singing this just the other day to a dog who refused to give birth.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How did it go?
I went, Juliet, the dice were loaded from the start. And then she said, I'll have the puppies, just stop singing.
Yeah. Except she actually said...
I love it.
What was that beautiful lyric again?
When are you going to realise it was just the time was wrong? Do you do any covers for the kids? Like, I mean, you know, because everyone loves songs of the artists that they go to see, but then it's fun to see them do someone else's song.
The rights get very tricky. Yep. Oh, you don't want to do a Dire Straits song without... asking first.
Well, why do you think I sang that so badly?
Not when you're on a free fringe budget. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I need to expand the answer to Romeo and Juliet.
I was going
to
say, are you sure it's just Juliet or it's Romeo and Juliet? Oh, okay, we'll put Romeo and Juliet. Yes. That's 10 questions.
We've done it.
That's it. How do you feel you did?
I'm not confident.
Confident?
I'm confident in our answers. I think that our answers are meaningful and meaningful to us. I'm just not sure if they're correct.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly, but it's not about winning.
Simple answer, not enough edutainment.
Exactly. We don't remember stuff because we haven't got them in songs that you're yet to write.
I'll tell you what, at the end of this, 10 new songs I'm going to write. And just to share with the kids in case this quiz ever comes up in any of their lives.
Yes, exactly. Or in case Shelley Schmore ever comes back on the podcast.
That's right. And happy to do it on Cameo for, you know what?
For a one-off payment.
One-off payment of $15.
Wow, a discount.
Well, no, okay, no, it's 50 for an original song or if you're a politician.
All right, great. Question one was, this year's French Open women's singles champion, Barbara Krejcikova, was at one time mentored by which 1998 Wimbledon champion? You said Leighton Hewitt, but it's Yana Novotna.
Oh.
That was going to be my second answer after Boris Barker.
I'm very surprised we didn't get that.
What is the first name of President Duterte of the Philippines? You said Simon Duterte, but it's Rodrigo Duterte.
Well, that does seem quite fitting. It does.
You were very close with you. You were there.
You said that the second full moon within a single calendar month is called the blue moon, and you were correct.
Yeah. Well, that's lucky. Lucky we moved on from blood moon to blue moon.
The three chipmunks in the American animated television series and films are indeed called Alvin, Simon and Theodore.
Well done.
The country known as the cockpit of Europe is unfortunately not France. It's Belgium.
Oh, what?
Why? Why? Have they given us a reason as to why?
No. No reason. We'll have to Google that later.
I think they meant the chalk pit.
Question six was, which actor links the characters Cal McCaffrey, Bud White and John Nash? It's not John Wayne. It's Russell Crowe.
Well, I couldn't be less interested in that answer.
Oh. Question seven. In what year was Dolly the Sheep cloned? You said 1992, but it's 96.
What?
No. I know. What is the largest airline of the Russian Federation? It is indeed Aeroflot.
Oh, God.
You flew on the largest airline of the Russian Federation.
Mm, but the subsidiary.
Oh, yeah, the cheap one.
The EasyJet. I can't remember what it was called.
84 divided by 7 is 12 puppies.
There we go.
Well done.
Four out of 10 so far. Let's see if you can bring it home to 50%.
That's a lot for a litter,
on the last question.
Not that many nipples.
The Dire Straits song which features the lyric. I just caught up with that. When you're going to realise it was just that the time was wrong is indeed Romeo and Juliet, giving you 5 out of 10 a pass.
Well,
and
well done.
That's what we look for in dog riding. We just want you to pass.
Yeah. Well, as a bronze medalist.
Well, yes. We want to be passed by 2 people.
Yeah.
And then that's enough people.
Yes. Congratulations, 5 out of 10. I mean, that's actually quite good.
That's pretty good.
You got a strong finish there.
There's more than one on 2 as well, isn't there?
There's a couple of people on 2 out of 10.
Amazing.
Yep, Tom Cardy.
People who I thought were smart.
Yes. Yes, who indeed are not. Thank you, Hildreth Vixen-Trout.
You're welcome. I'll leave you a basket of puppies.
Thank you.
At reception.
Who beat you that day when you had bronze medals in 1992?
Fane Vargsnagel was
Vargsnagel
from Denmark, obviously, and Ketamine Blanca Blanc.
Oh, Ketamine Blanca Blanc. Yes. Yes. Yep, because you were drawing a Blanca Blanc.
Yeah. And then I suddenly said ketamine, which is the name of the drag queen that won. Spoilers. Yeah. Anyway, we shouldn't be talking about that, but we will after the podcast is finished.
No, I remember a dog equestrian from back in the day, Cal Wilson.
Yes.
Who obviously didn't make the dais on that day.
No. She got all the dog crumbs. Biscuit crumbs.
Yeah. Yes. She's a real competitor, isn't she?
She's very...
arch rival of yours?
Yes. Nemesis. My nemesis. My canine nemesis. She's a cat lady. What could be worse than that for a dog equestrian?
Exactly.
Very hard to ride.
I think I remember... Thank you for being here, Hildreth.
Well, a pleasure.
I think I remember, Shelley, one of your songs about how difficult cats are to ride from primary school.
Tail's a wagon, toes a dragon, trying to ride a cat.
Are there any students that have stood out across your years of...
No, there was a lovely girl. I was on tour in Perth, down the hills. Lovely, lovely little one called Claire Hooper.
Oh, wow. You know,
she actually, she wrote me this gorgeous poem. Uh-huh. Wrote me a fan letter, gorgeous poem. Actually used those lyrics in my Scott Morrison song, The Rock Pit.
Oh, wow.
Five, 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 here we come, we're going to the rock pit. He loves it.
Wow, that's great. And she wrote that poem for you.
She wrote it. It didn't make sense at the time, but it...
Yeah, but now it's framed on the wall.
She's written other things, though, hasn't she, that Claire Hooper, that rhyme?
Yep. You mean other...
Other things that aren't songs, but which might be books.
Oh, she's wrote a book.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
She wrote a book. It's a book for kids.
Great.
So I'm a big fan of anything that's for kids. I did also write her a letter back that said, back off, bitch. That's my crowd.
Well, isn't Cal Wilson's not writing dogs.
She has also written a couple of children's books.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought. Yeah. Yes. Maybe they know it. Do you reckon they know each other?
I think they probably hang around all the time.
Watching Drag Race and things. Congratulations on 5 out of 10, Miff.
Oh, thank you. I'm quite pleased.
I can't wait to find out who was really playing Miff in this episode.
That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next time. Goodbye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.